皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポットです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 8. Somebody wants to learn Japanese.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Japanese Part 101. こんにちは皆さん。こんにちはピーターさん。
こんにちはナオミ先生。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。 In this lesson, you'll learn how to say somebody wants something or somebody wants to do something in Japanese.
Right. The usage of 欲しがる and 欲しがっている。
This conversation takes place at
病院,
a hospital. Now, if you remember, in the last lesson, Ayumu and her friend Wataru saw Ayumu's boyfriend going to a hospital with a bouquet of flowers.
At least Ayumu thought it was Shin Shimoyama, her boyfriend.
It looks like Wataru and Ayumu followed the man into the hospital, and they're eavesdropping on his conversation. Now, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
What's the level of the Japanese we'll be hearing?
Casual ですね。
Informal Japanese. Okay? Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
Let's listen to the conversation.
会話を聞きましょう。
みゆ、元気？
はい、これ、お花。
みゆ、お花欲しがっていたから。
大丈夫だよ、高くなかったよ。
あゆむ、こっちこっち。早く早く。
やっぱりやめよ、よくないよ。
しー、静かにして。
うん。今朝、成田に行ったんだ。お父さんもお母さんも、ミユに会いたがっていた。うん。風花も赤ちゃんを見たがっていたよ。そうそう。一緒に来たがって大変だったよ。ああ、うるさかったね。ごめんごめん。嵐くん、こんばんは。パパですよ。
パパ？
パパ？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
みゆ、元気？はい、これ、お花。みゆ、お花欲しがっていたから。大丈夫だよ。高くなかったよ。
歩む、こっちこっち。早く早く。
やっぱりやめよう。よくないよ。
しー、静かにして。
うん、今朝成田に行ったんだ。お父さんもお母さんもみゆに会いたがっていた。うん、風花も赤ちゃんを見たがっていたよ。そうそう。一緒に来たがって大変だったよ。ああ、うるさかったね。ごめんごめん。嵐くん、こんばんは。パパですよ。
パパ？
今度は英語が入ります。
みゆ、元気？はい、これ、お花。
みゆ、how are you feeling? Here's some flowers for you.
みゆ、お花欲しがっていたから。
You wanted flowers, so...
大丈夫だよ。高くなかったよ。
It's fine. They weren't expensive.
あゆむ、こっちこっち。早く早く。
あゆむ、over here. Hurry, hurry.
やっぱりやめよ。 よくないよ。
Let's not do this. This isn't good.
しー、静かにして。
しー、keep quiet.
うん。今朝、成田に行ったんだ。お父さんもお母さんも、ミウに会いたがっていた。
Yeah, I went to Narita this morning. Mom and Dad wanted to see you.
うん。フーカも赤ちゃんを見たがっていたよ。
Yeah, フーカ really wanted to see the baby.
そうそう。一緒に来たがって大変だったよ。
Right, right. She wants to come with me. It was a hassle.
ああ、うるさかったね。ごめんごめん。
I was a bit loud, huh? Sorry.
嵐くん、こんばんは。パパですよ。
Hi, 嵐。It's Daddy.
パパ。
Daddy?
So, Haruya is visiting his wife, Miyu, in the hospital. Haruya は Miyu に会いに行きましたね。
そうです。Right. 渡ると歩むは会話を外から聞いています。And 渡る and 歩む are eavesdropping on the conversation.
渡る and 歩む thought the man visiting the hospital was Shin, who, of course, is 歩む's boyfriend.
そう、歩むの彼氏だと思ったんですね。だから、とてもびっくりしました。
That's why they're so surprised. パパ?
Poor 歩む。It must be a huge shock. ショックだよね。かわいそう。
Definitely surprising. So, she now thinks that her boyfriend is actually already married and has a baby.
So.
Yeah, like a soap opera. Okay, and now we have a new character, right?
Who? 誰ですか?
The baby, Arashi.
Ah, そうですね。Right.
Naomi-sensei, what's the meaning of the word Arashi?
Storm.
Is that a common name in Japan?
I don't know. But at least there's a music group called Arashi, the very popular one.
Music group? How about boy band?
Yeah, boy band. Pretty interesting kanji though. The wind from the mountain are called storm.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First word.
こっち.
Informal, this way, over here, or this one.
こっち. こっち.
Next.
やっぱり.
As I thought, as expected.
やっぱり. やっぱり.
Next.
やめる.
To quit, to end, to stop.
やめる. やめる.
Next.
静かに.
Quietly.
静かに. 静かに.
Next.
会う.
To meet.
会う. 会う.
Alright, let's take a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
会う.
To meet. Now, the person that the subject meets can either be marked by the particle に or と.
そうです。Right. For example, ピーターに会う.
To meet Peter.
ピーターと会う.
To meet with Peter.
そうです。
Now, since the particle と means with, the phrase
ピーターと会う
has more of a mutual connotation.
そうそうそう。
Like they're both going to meet.
そうですね。So, when you bump into someone, ピーターに会う sounds more natural. But I think the difference is pretty subtle, so you don't need to worry about it too much.
I definitely wouldn't worry about it too much. They're almost used interchangeably.
そうね。
Okay, next word is?
こっち。
This way, over here, this one. Now, be careful because there's
小さいつ。
A small つ in there.And of course, as you know already, 小さいつ or a small つ indicates a stop sound.
Right. こっち. And こっち is an informal way to say こちら.
This way, here, this direction. So, こちら becomes
こっち.
In informal conversation, right?
Right. And そちら becomes そっち.
There, that one.
あちらbecomes あっち.
Over there. That one over there.
And どちら becomes?
Of course. どっち which.
Right. In the dialogue, Wataru said, "Kochi, kochi."
Over here, over here. He repeated the same word twice for emphasis. Finally, the last word we'll look at is
やっぱり.
As I thought. Absolutely. For all that. For example, you know what? Let's give everybody a kind of situation in which they could use this phrase, やっぱり.
Hi, good idea.
Say, for example, you're going to meet Naomi-sensei at the station at 6 in the morning.
Hi.
But you kind of know Naomi-sensei is not a morning person. So you're thinking that there's a good chance that she's not going to make it on time. Then 6 o'clock comes and you receive a phone call saying, "This is Naomi, I'm running a little late."
In that case, you can say, やっぱり. Kind of like, "I was right about it," or "I knew it."
Not always the case, but it's often translated as, again, depending on the context, in this case, "just as I thought," or "I knew it."
So ne. In this dialogue, Ayumu said, やっぱり, やめよう.
Let's not do this.
The nuance is like, "as I told you before, we shouldn't do it."
Or kind of, "as I thought, we shouldn't do it." So it was Wataru's idea to follow the man.
I think so. そうだと思います. Ayumu wa yametagatteimasu.
So, she wants to stop doing this. Actually, this yametagaru is the lesson's grammar point.
そうです. Right.
The focus of this lesson is describing what other people want or want to do. You'll learn how to say somebody wants something or somebody wants to do something in Japanese.
This lesson's target expressions are 欲しがっている. And たがっている.
You've already learned the usage of noun plus が欲しい and verb stem plus たい in Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 4. However, in Japanese, 欲しい, want, and たい, want to, are considered private feelings, and they're not used by someone to talk about another person's feelings.
Mm, 難しいですね. Okay, why don't we start with want plus noun?
All right, that sounds like a great place to start. If you're talking about the thing you want, you attach ga hoshii after the noun.
If you want a car, you'd say 私は車が欲しい.
I want a car. Now, if you're talking about what someone else wants, you need to attach を欲しがってる to a noun.
Right. If your brother wants a car, 兄は車を 欲しがっている.
My older brother wants a car.
Here's another example. Peter-san, please tell us something you want.
そうですね. はい、わかりました. 時間が欲しいですね. I want time.
I knew it. やっぱりね. When you want to tell someone that Peter wants time, you'd say, Peter は時間を欲しがっている.
Okay. Next, let's cover want to plus a verb. Naomi-sensei,
はい.
How do you say I want to see a movie?
Movie is 映画. So, 私は映画が見たい.
When you're talking about someone's desire to do something, you need to attach たがっている to the must stem of the verb.
Right. So, if your brother wants to see a movie, you'd say 兄は映画を見たがっている.
My older brother wants to see a movie.
Be careful, because in 欲しい and 欲しい sentences, you need to mark the object with が. Like, 時間が欲しい, 映画が見たい. However, in がる sentences, the object has to be marked by を, as in 時間を欲しがっている, and 映画を見たがっている.
And actually, there are other ways to talk about someone else's desire too.
Hmm. There's a detailed write-up about this in the lesson notes.
So be sure to read it.
ぜひ読んでください. じゃあまた.
みゆ、元気? はい、これ、お花. みゆ、お花欲しがっていたから。 大丈夫だよ。高くなかったよ。
歩む。こっちこっち。早く早く。
やっぱりやめよう。よくないよ。
し、静かにして。
うん。今朝成田に行ったんだ。お父さんもお母さんもミウに会いたがっていた。うん。風花も赤ちゃんを見たがっていたよ。そうそう。一緒に来たがって大変だったよ。ああ、うるさかったね。ごめんごめん。
嵐くん、こんばんは。パパですよ。
パパ？
パパ？